Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
I was confused by the Trump administration's recent claim that millions of Americans, some of them as old as 250 and beyond, are receiving Social Security benefits to which they are not entitled. It grinds my gears to think that someone who was alive during the American Revolution is living it up on tax dollars I've provided. Just imagine it. If the president and his minions are right, there are people out there somewhere who actually saw Hamilton in the flesh. Of course, by minions, I mean one minion specifically, Elon Musk. Mr. Musk and his shiny new Department of Government Efficiency, an oxymoron if ever I heard one, alleges that millions of dead beneficiaries are receiving benefits. If in fact they are dead, then perhaps living it up is not the correct interpretation here, but clearly something is amiss. According to Mr. Musk and the DOGE, the Social Security Administration's own database reveals that there are millions of Americans getting benefits improperly, starting at 100 years of age and grouped in 10-year categories, 100 to 109, 110 to 119, and so on. This would be a gross misuse of federal dollars if it were actually the case. But according to the Social Security folks, it's not as bad as it sounds. Many times a death does not get reported or correctly recorded, but it does not mean that such individuals, or presumably their heirs, are still getting benefits every month. This is not to suggest there's no inefficiency within the Social Security Administration, but it does seem fair to point out that benefits are not paid at all once you reach age 115, whether you are alive or dead. Ending benefits at 115 has been the law of the land for 10 years now, although I do not know anyone 115 years old, and thus can't ask if the looming cutoff poses a threat to their welfare going forward. I suspect they'll be okay. After all, their mortgage was paid off a long time ago. Speaking for myself, I have no problem stopping my Social Security if I make it to 115. If the feds want to cap my benefits at that point, I'll be too frail to protest. If Mr. Musk wants to investigate the SSA, he ought to take a look at an Inspector General's report 2 years ago that found 18.4 million people who were 100 years old or older and still very much alive, who were not receiving benefits because the government thought they were dead. Reports of their demise were not only exaggerated, as Mark Twain might have put it, they weren't true. Whether through fraud or mismanagement, the fact remains that Social Security is on the path to insolvency. It's believed that the two trust funds that support Social Security benefits will run out of money within a decade. Americans receiving benefits would see reductions in their monthly checks, and nobody wants to see that. You know what? Part of me wishes there were indeed a 250-year-old American that I could sit down with. I have so many questions. Who cleaned up after the horses pulling wagons on Main Street? Did powdered wigs itch? Was Aaron Burr simply misunderstood? And perhaps most importantly, was rose water really effective as a deodorant? Yes, so many questions, so little time.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.